This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Less than a week after Hurricane Ida ravaged the U.S. Gulf Coast, President Joe Biden was in Louisiana Friday to get an up-close view of the damage and offer assistance from the federal government. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Uprooted trees and blue tarps covering shredded houses could be seen as Air Force One was landing.
I promise we're going to have your back till this gets done.
The president heard from people like Jacqueline Hotard, the president of St. John the Baptist Parish.
Our immediate needs are power, water, communications, and financial assistance.
The president wants to see the rebuilding hold up when the next big storm hits.
It seems to me we can save a whole lot of money and a whole lot of pain for our constituents if we build back, we build it back in a better way.
Deputies are warning people returning to areas outside New Orleans to come equipped like survivalists because of the lack of basic services. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police went door to door in search of more possible victims and drew up lists of the missing as the death toll continued to rise Friday in the catastrophic flooding set off across the Northeast by the remnants of Hurricane Ida. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says Ida took a terrible toll.
The deaths that have been confirmed would be 15. We have two right here in Westchester, and there was an individual missing who's now been confirmed dead. And again, it's hard to even read those numbers because those numbers are people.
More than 3 days after the hurricane blew ashore in Louisiana, the storm's rainy remnants hit the Northeast with surprising fury Wednesday and Thursday, submerging cars, swamping subway stations and basement apartments, and drowning scores of people in five states. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Celebratory gunfire erupted in Kabul Friday as rumors circulated that the Taliban had captured the Panjshir Valley, the last holdout against a Taliban sweep of Afghanistan. Afghanistan's popular Tolo TV carried a message from former Vice President Amrullah Saleh, who said the fighting had been intense and that fighters on both sides had died. Saleh said that he was still in the Panjshir Valley and added that he would stay to defend it. The Panjshir Valley was being defended by Saleh and Ahmad Massoud, the British-educated son of Ahmad Shah Massoud, who was killed in a suicide bombing 2 days before the 9/11 attacks on the United States in 2001. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he will travel to Qatar and Germany to visit U.S. diplomats and troops, along with Afghans who were evacuated from Kabul amid the scramble to withdraw American troops from Afghanistan. Blinken will visit the Qatari capital of Doha and the U.S. military base in Ramstein, Germany, starting this weekend. At a news conference, the secretary said that he wants to personally thank all those involved in the evacuation of Kabul.
I'll convey our pride and thanks to the diplomats, troops, and other U.S. government employees in Doha who are doing truly heroic work around the clock to keep this process moving forward as quickly and humanely as possible.
The State Department says Blinken has no plans to meet representatives of the Taliban while in Doha, where the group that now controls Afghanistan has an office and which had been the site of failed peace talks with the former Afghan government. One of the more visible figures from January's riot at the U.S. Capitol has pleaded guilty to a felony, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
You may remember Jacob Chansley. He was the much-photographed shirtless man wearing face paint and a furry hat with horns. He was among the first rioters to stream into the Capitol, rallying up the crowd with the bullhorn. The Arizona man called himself a QAnon shaman, though his attorney says he's since repudiated the movement. He was seen in the Senate chamber with a flagpole topped with a spear, profanely referring to then-Vice President Mike Pence as a traitor. He was arrested nearly 8 months ago and has been jailed ever since. He entered his guilty plea after being found by a judge to be mentally competent. Prosecutors say sentencing guidelines suggest 41 to 51 months in prison. Chansley is among roughly 600 charged in the riot. 50 others have pleaded guilty, mostly to misdemeanors, only one to a felony. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. VOA News.